morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. It's not Kelly McKay today. It's Macy G filling in for the day. It is a very foggy morning, so if you are taking your kids to school, if we're heading to work, make sure put your lights on and be careful. It's clearing up a little bit, but it's still pretty thick out there. We have Kaylee with Calligraphy Creations today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we have a lot to talk about, of course, with Christmas and the holidays coming up. So very exciting for that. And then before we get started, we're going to thank all of our sponsors, which Calligraphy Creations here today. And then Buttercup Lane Gifts, Dr. Charles Ramsey for Wellness Wednesday, Chick-fil-A, Esch's Utility Buildings, and Glasgow Small Retail and Boutique Association with the Hometown Christmas Open House. So we'll talk about that in just a second. And then we are giving something away. So I'll let Kaylee talk about it.
So we're going to give away a free swig cup of your choice. You can choose any size, any print that you would like in store this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So that's literally any size you want.
Any size, any print, the biggest one, the smallest one, whichever size you'd like, it is yours for free.
All right. So let's talk about the Christmas Open House, which is very exciting. You said biggest event for you of the year.
It is.
And a lot of other local businesses around here. So tell us a little bit about that.
So this is our favorite time of year. It's mm-hmm. my personal favorite, but yeah. Everybody that's a part of this association, it is just the happiest time. Everybody gets in the Christmas spirit. You get to shopping local, and it's just a really fun time. Everybody is stocked. You know, this mm-hmm. is the time of year where all the stores are full. You know, most of us, I'm pretty sure all of us, are probably running some kind of special of some sort. All kinds of new stuff. Just a fun way to kick off the Christmas season.
Yeah. So there is 19 plus local businesses. So I'll just name a few. All About Me Boutique, All in Bloom Forest, Nadine West Book Company, Off the Square, Roots and Ramble, Simply Chic. So there is plenty to choose from.
Yes.
And that is this weekend.
Yes.
Which
Thursday,
is crazy.
Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Three days.
You can come in and is there something about a punch card?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a punch card this year. We've always kind of done that, and so it is a punch with purchase. Mm-hmm. So you can start anywhere and stop anywhere, but you'll start at your first location. Once you purchase, we're going to give you a card. Then you can go around to however many businesses you want. The tiers for the baskets are going to be 4, 8, and 12. That's 4 for the smallest, 8 for the middle, and then 12 for the largest. And then if you want to go to all 19, make purchase at all 19, you're going to get entered to win the Hometown Shopping Queen.
Wow.
Which is the first year we've done that. And that is going to be a gift card to every location. It's over like $500 value. And then you're also going to get a crown, an actual crown.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
Wow.
So that is the first time for the queen, but we're going to draw for all of those so we can have multiple entries, of course, so everybody's got a chance to win. Mm-hmm. So you can do 4, 8, 12, or all 19.
So it's not like you have to make a big purchase.
No.
Also.
No. There's okay. no minimum.
Okay.
No minimum. Everybody should have, you know, different price points. You know, mm-hmm. you can pick out where you want to go. We encourage you to go to all of them.
Yeah.
Because you can find pretty much anything you're looking for, because all of us have such a wide variety of mm-hmm. items. You know, for anyone on your list, you're sure to find something that you love or something for someone else.
Yeah, make sure you bring your Christmas shopping list there so you can go ahead and get it all done this weekend, honestly.
Yeah.
And then you'll have all your Christmas done.
Yes. And so. Some of us open, you know, earlier. So it's definitely doable, you mm-hmm. know, all 3 days, because some of us open earlier. I think some of them are staying open till like 8.
Wow.
So, it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, that's super exciting. All the local businesses to support, too, of course, so that you're not going to big places and, you know, they're not getting any profit from it. So it's really great to have small local businesses and so many things to buy. I mean, and they're all, obviously, they all have Christmas stuff, too. So I know you have a lot of Christmas stuff at your shop right now.
Yes, it's our thing. That's yeah. what we do. So we have so many fun Christmas t-shirts, all the colors, mm-hmm. red and green, pink, you know, all the traditional colors along with colorful too.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier, I like the just classic red and green Christmas look, but you said you like all of them.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. We do it all at the shop because, I mean, everybody has, you know, different yeah. tastes in yeah. their decor and then, of course, their t-shirts, what they're wearing. So mm-hmm. we have, you know, red and green cardigans, but yeah. we also have a bright pink jacket. So, yeah. I mean, if you're wanting to be bold.
Yeah.
We can help you out if you want to be neutral. We yep. also have, like, you know, the different tans and
yeah.
shades for fall.
Which also, the Christmas parade, it's neon this year.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see what that looks like.
That will be fun.
I think it'll be perfect outside in the dark with all the neon lights and everything. All right. So since we're going into the holiday season, how did you prepare for it? Did you start really early? Like,
on some things, yes. Yeah. It's hard. Too, like with companies, you know, you have to pre-order a lot of things. So mm-hmm. our Christmas swigs have been on order since like this spring.
Wow.
And I've already ordered, you know, for yeah. next Easter. The yeah. cups are already ordered.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy in retail. You have to prepare several months ahead. But some of the stuff, you know, you don't get your shipments until right at time. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes it hard too yeah. with the time crunch. You know, I have the whole Kendra Scott Christmas collection, but it's coming this week. I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as it comes in, I'm going to have to, like, you know, time crunch
yeah.
to get it out, get it yeah. in the system. But, yeah, it's several months in the making. Some things are last minute. But a lot of times we try to plan out what we're going to do. But it's just a lot.
So you're kind of celebrating Christmas months before.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
Like, wow.
In retail, you have to be 2 or 3 months ahead. Yeah. So, kind of when we're in the thick of Christmas, we will be working on Valentine's.
Wow. Like
for our wholesalers and different things. So you have to kind of be a season ahead, and I try to still enjoy the season I'm in.
Yeah.
But by the time Christmas rolls around, you know, we've already been working
yeah.
on so many different other holidays. I think last year it was our Valentine's swigs actually got delivered during like open house.
Oh.
I think it was. Phew. So we'll be getting them soon.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
It is crazy to think how far you have to prepare. I'm a really, honestly, late Christmas shopper. Black Friday, though, I really go ham on Black Friday. You
yes.
know, I get everything I can. But I like enjoying the time when it's time.
Yes.
I don't like thinking about it months before.
Well, we have to.
yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. But also, we are giving away a free swig cup from Calligraphy Creations. Free print. Free size, whatever you want, and then you can call 270-651-3000 for that, 270-651-3000 to call and be eligible to win that, so that's super exciting. And then I wanted to ask you, if you could create the perfect stocking from all the things from your shop, what would it have?
Ooh.
Which that can mean a lot, that can mean a little, because some stockings are really big,
yeah.
and some are just tiny, but what are your, let's say, like, maybe top 10 things that you would put in your stocking.
This is tough. Okay, so I have a lot of different things. I definitely would throw in, like, you know, a beaded blondes bracelet or maybe like a Kendra Scott necklace if you're looking for a little more price point,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
The beaded blondes, like one of them, the cheapest are like $18. So you could kind of throw one of those in there. I would definitely put some teleties,
mm-hmm.
A makeup eraser.
Makeup eraser. What is that?
It's a little cloth and you just wet it.
Oh, okay.
And it takes your makeup off.
Nice.
It's kind of magical, actually. I really don't know how they work, but we love them. Let me think. We did have a lot of like earrings, like boutique earrings and like boutique jewelry. So I would definitely like throw one of those in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have these like ginormous Rice Krispie treats.
Mm.
They're really good.
Oh, are they the gourmet ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're good.
Mm. What kind of flavors?
They're good. We have literally everything. Like we've got some that have like cereal, like,
yeah.
you know, Fruit Loops. And we have like an Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
Plain is my favorite.
Yeah.
But there's like s'mores, I think.
Mm.
We have several different flavors. So I throw one of those in there. We have so much stuff, it's hard for me to think. We have like these little scout bags, like a little mini makeup bag.
Yeah.
You can throw one of those in there.
Just a bunch.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
For sure.
For sure. So you could go to your all's place and just get someone stocking the
you
whole
can.
Thing there.
You definitely can. Something I try to stock a lot is like stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Because I love little things personally.
Me too.
Anybody that knows me knows I love little things. So I have no trouble like finding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just buy things that I would like to get.
Yeah.
And we have so many different things, so many different price points to our little like petty scrubs for your feet. Those are a big hit and they're a great price point, less than $10. So we try to have a lot of that kind of stuff.
Honestly, love stockings more than actual presents, I think.
It's fun.
It's just also when someone thinks of little things that you like. It's like, oh my goodness, they thought of this stuff. So,
yes,
I love stockings too. So I'll have to come and definitely get some of those Rice Krispie treats.
Yes.
I love Rice Krispie
treats.
They're
good.
Mm. So before we continue, let's thank another one of our sponsors, which is Buttercup Lane Gifts. And they are located at 213 Reynolds Road in Glasgow. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 2. And they offer a porch pickup or shipping as well. And they have a gift for every occasion available, so you can stop by, get a gift for family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, and even something for yourself. And they're also on Facebook, so you can check them out. They have a candle bar, which you can make your own candle. That would be great for Christmas to make maybe for someone else and kind of name it them. Or even make your own candle. And then they have home decor, kitchen items, wedding registry, and they also do complimentary gift wraps. So go check them out at 213 Reynolds Road in Glasgow. And their phone number is 270-576-3071. So after this, you have a busy day of preparation?
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
Phew.
Probably just going to grab some chicken nuggets or something from Chick-fil-A and head home and get to work because we have 3 days left to prepare.
Yeah.
Which we're almost ready, but we're still not.
Yeah. So you're not open in the store right now to prepare?
Right.
Or, okay.
Yeah, we've been closed a couple weeks because we make all of our t-shirts in-house,
yeah.
you know, with the exception of a few, like from Doodles by Rebecca and stuff. So that's kind of one of the different things about us is we produce our graphics.
Yeah.
So all the short sleeves, long sleeves, sweatshirts, and then we try to coordinate things, you know, with our jackets and our earrings and stuff like that. So we produce our shirts, which is good and bad. You have the advantage of making what you want, but also it's a lot more work than just ordering something and it coming in.
Yeah.
But it's fun and we enjoy it. But there's still a few shirts to be printed.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many.
Yeah.
And then I have to find a place for them to go.
Oh,
displaying
Lord.
Everything.
Yeah.
But it's going to be probably one of the best layouts we've ever had
for
the store. I've completely turned it around. I'm doing things different than normal and I'm excited for everybody to see it.
Yeah. There's so much to think about working at a business because you have to think about what people like. And then also, like you said, the layout. When people come in, what do you want them to see first? What
right.
do you want them, you know, to walk around? So it's kind of the thinking of kind of strategizing,
right.
you know. So what prints do you, like, do you pick them out? How do you know what people would like?
So we just kind of guess, honestly, at some point, you know, you kind of know some trends, but you just kind of have to guess. It's just a gamble of what people are going to be into.
Yeah.
Of course, we try to do the nativities, you know, what Christmas is really all about.
Yeah.
And then also like Santa and, you know, Candy Cane Lane and stuff like that. So we try to do trendy designs, you know, kind of what's trending, but also stick to the basics, you know, classic red and green that says, you know, Merry Christmas or whatnot. But we buy files off of Etsy. You know, we support other designers. You know, there's a lot of local, like, I won't say local, but small artists online. And so we kind of support them in that way. And then also then we print their art. So it just kind of keeps those designs circulating. Some of them I come up with on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I do calligraphy, but I can't draw. So I'll incorporate my handwriting and design elements sometimes, but it's just a guess, too. And then sometimes the design will really surprise us. You know, something we think, well, I mean, it's cute, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
It'll be the first one to sell out.
Really?
You just never know.
I know the bows are extremely popular. Like,
yes,
the most popular thing. So have you incorporated those into some Christmas designs?
Yes.
Yes.
We actually have a Christmas tree. It's just bows.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so cute. It has all different color bows. It's got red and green, but it's got, like, teal and pink and I don't even know what all. We put it on a cream comfort color short sleeve.
Ooh.
It's really cute.
What trends do you think will pick up, like, next year?
It's so hard to know. Like, you know, and I don't know, too. I've always wondered, where do these trends come from?
I don't know.
Who starts it?
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of crazy, but you'll get on online or on Etsy or whatever, and you'll see, like, you know, so much of, like, bows or, mm-hmm. like, a reindeer or something, and you're like, who come up with this?
Yeah.
So it's hard to know, but we'll just take a guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a lot of your research is honestly probably social media, mm-hmm. and TikTok and Facebook, trying to see what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, and market too. Everybody goes to market, you know, in Atlanta and Dallas. And so I guess maybe those companies kind of can decide too. You know, there's mm-hmm. always like a color of the year,
yeah.
and stuff. So I guess some of that originates there. But we try our best to follow the trend, but also, you know, do unique things that we just come up with.
Yeah. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, was there another name that you would have picked besides Calligraphy Creations? Or were you dead set on that one?
You know, I don't really know. I think that's just kind of what stuck because that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my calligraphy, my handwriting, it's just what makes me me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, whatever I decide to make, it'll be a creation, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a shirt or I used to do a lot of like hand lettering on envelopes and
yeah.
I did Christmas cards and canvases and things like that. So, you know, calligraphy, my handwriting, and then creation. So whatever I come up with, and
yeah.
so end up putting my handwriting on a shirt, and then it just kind of turned into all of that.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you think you'd be here right now looking back?
No, I had no clue, which I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. You mm-hmm. know, I was never one of those that said I wanted to be a teacher or I wanted yeah. to be a nurse. Like, I never really knew.
Yeah.
I did not like school. I liked the people, you know,
yeah.
my teachers were great, but I just never was a fan of school, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so God just kind of figured it out for me. You know, I was taking business classes, so I've always, I guess, kind of been a little, you know, business minded, but just teaching myself calligraphy, I never dreamed it would turn into this.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even dream of having a store, really, even
yeah.
when we were in the basement, you know, making shirts and I was doing my envelopes and canvases. I never thought it would turn into this.
Yeah, but putting so much passion into something, I bet you're very proud of, you know, almost the child you created. I mean, this whole store and this whole business.
It's kind of crazy. It started, I was 16.
Yeah.
15, 16 in that age range, and now
yeah.
I'm 24, and it's just hard to believe it's been this many years.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, obviously you're going to continue this for the rest of your life?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Good Lord willing.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's my plan. That's my goal.
Yeah.
It's what I love.
Yeah. And there's just new things to come up with all the time.
Oh, yes. I mean, you have to go with the trends, you know, with our shirt processes mm-hmm. even. You know, we started with vinyl.
Yeah.
Then we went to sublimation.
Yeah.
Then we do DTG. We do screen print, DTF. You know, there's
yeah.
all kinds of different processes. And so you just kind of have to go with the trends and go with the times. You know, now, like, vinyl is, I won't say history, but I mean, it's not something you hear of.
Yeah.
It is necessary, you know, for mm-hmm. certain crafts and projects, but it's not what you see on shirts
yeah.
out and about.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So before we continue, let's thank another one of our sponsors, which is Dr. Charles Ramsey. So he will be here for Wellness Wednesday. And he is a dentist whose practice is limited to treating head and neck pain and obstructive sleep apnea. So, you know, with the holidays coming up, a lot of people are more stressed and nervous. So I'm sure, you know, they have a lot of sleep problems, which I know I do, especially with this time change, which definitely messed me up. So he has practiced dentistry for 23 years, and he treats any pain originating in the tissues of the face or neck. So TMJ, headaches, and neck pain resulting from injury. So, and did you know that insomnia can not always be related to sleep? That's pretty interesting. So he'll talk about that Wednesday when he's over here. And then he is located at 109 Bravo Boulevard. That's by the hospital. Or you can call his cell 601-278-6424. So you can call them, and then it is referral-based from a medical doctor or dentist. And then Friday are only appointments. So you can call him and check that out. And then don't forget, we are giving away a free swig cup at Calligraphy Creations, any print, any size. And you can call 270-651-3000 to call and ask about that and get registered to win. So I wanted to ask you, you had live shopping on your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is that about?
So that is with our live sales. And honestly, that's on the back burner right now.
Yeah.
We just don't have the time to go live. We're preparing, you know, for in-store, trying to fulfill online orders. But hopefully that's something we can get back into. I left the tab up on there, but that's what that is.
Yeah. Which I also love your website. It's so easy to, you know, go through, and there's so many different things to look at. So I really like how it incorporates all the hours, all the frequently asked questions, the pre-sale, the wholesale, all things like that. I really like your website.
Thank you. I actually just redid it.
Oh, okay.
A few weeks ago. It's been easy to use the entire time, but I added some different features, and there's like a quick add to cart button, and the pages keep scrolling through and different things. But yes, I actually just updated that.
All right. Looks like we're getting a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hi, this is Sabrina Ellis. I was wanting to put in for the giveaway.
All right. What was your name again?
Sabrina Ellis.
Okay. And what is a good phone number?
270-404-6909.
All right. We got you down.
All right. Can I also enter Kathy and Tabitha Ellis with that same phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina.
All right. See ya.
Bye. All right. So don't forget to call 270-651-3000 to get registered for a free Swig Cup. So actually, tell us a little bit about the Swig Cups. You know, some people might not recognize that name or what they are.
So they are insulated cups. Keep your drinks hot or cold. Perfect for water or coffee, whatever. It is so fun to look at all the different prints that we have. And they actually just come out with a new leak-proof style.
Ooh.
So they're all solid. And they have, like, color blocking. So there's one that's, like, pink and teal and yellow. There's like a sage, there's like a berry blast. So really pretty colors and different prints too, but the leak-proof styles are definitely my favorite.
All right, looks like we're getting another phone call. Oh, well, call back if you don't care to 270-651-3000, 270-651-3000. We almost got them. They'll call back though. But yeah, some leak-proof mugs will be great. You know, put some coffee in, and you said there's so many prints available, so that's a super exciting thing to get. And even if you do get it, you can keep it for yourself or you can give it to someone for Christmas. So call in 270-651-3000 for a free Swig Cup, any size, any print. And they also have some coffee mugs too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yes, and there's also one's called a party cup.
Okay.
And don't quote me on the ounces, but it's like 24 ounces, I think.
Okay.
But it's a nice, like, almost like reusable cup size, you know, like a solo cup almost, like that size. And they actually stack in your cabinet. So, like, if you get a few different ones, you can stack them up.
Yeah.
But they're really neat. And you can even put ice cream in them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you could just put, like, a scoop of ice cream and put some syrup on there. I mean, it's going to keep it cold.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, that's a super exciting thing to think about for Christmas. So, call in for a free Swig Cup at 270-651-3000. So, I wanted to ask you, I know you have a lot, but what are some of the themes that you have?
So, like Christmas or
just like the different ones to pick from on your website? I know I saw a bunch on there.
Like shirts or just everything?
Everything, really.
So we have like red and green, you know, your traditional red and green. We've got some tie-dye shirts.
Okay.
Red and green tie-dye. Really cute. So if you're looking for Santa, if you're looking for a nativity, Christmas tree cakes, my personal favorite. We have a new Christmas tree cake sweatshirt coming out that I haven't even posted about yet.
Oh.
Just some fun little Santa sweatshirts, Mary, so many different Christmas themes. But we also have some generic stuff as well, some Kentucky sweatshirts, different generic themes that you can just buy for someone for Christmas.
Yeah.
For someone, you can buy someone a Christmas sweatshirt for Christmas, but it's more fun to wear it like before.
Exactly, yeah.
But we have a little bit of everything when it comes to our different like themes.
Yeah. I know you know, you're very incorporated with religion and God. So how important is that to you when you started this business and as you continue it?
I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere without God. You know, it's just, I'll have him to thank for everything. You know, he's blessed me with so much and blessed me with my business and my customers and just the relationships that I've made throughout the years. It's just so many people that I would have never met, you know, if it hadn't been for you know, just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, people that I've got to meet and friends that I've made. It's just, it's so rewarding. It makes all the long days, and which I've had the past like 3 weeks, very long days, but
yeah,
it makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
You know, but I have all the glory to give to him because I wouldn't be anywhere without him.
That's awesome. So I know today, and obviously these couple weeks have been busy, but besides that, what does your normal day-to-day look like?
Goodness, it is different. You know, every day, we'll be open a lot between now and Christmas.
Yeah.
We plan to be open every weekend in November and December. So that's kind of different this time of year. We're not typically open, but a couple weekends each month. And it's crazy. You know, sometimes people think that I'm not open, I'm not working. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not open.
Yeah.
Because I am working.
Yeah.
You know, we are different. Only being open select days and months of the year. I mean, days each month. Because we print all of our t-shirts in-house. So we do a lot of bulk orders, fundraisers, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the storefront is kind of different than that. It's more my creative side, is what I say. You know, because I can print logos all day long. But as far as being creative, you know, picking out the designs, picking out the jewelry and clothing, the she shed's kind of my fun side.
Yeah.
But day to day, it just depends. There's some days I print shirts all day. There's some days I reset the store. There's some days we make wholesale deliveries.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on what's going on that week. And we have shirts at Talk of the Town Boutique and All About Me Boutique. I also work with a lot of other small business owners, so I can be delivering shirts there, resetting my booths. You just never know.
So I know you like the creative side. Do you like any of the business side of it? You know, like, I don't really know what consists of the business side.
So it's working, you know, with different, you know, sports teams and like the hospital, TJ, we work with them frequently, you know, helping them create logos. You know, sometimes people bring me a logo and they're like, can you print this? But then there's also other times that I have to help with creation of that. They'll want my handwriting or just want my design skills on there. And so I just kind of work with them, you know, to help bring their vision to life.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a big order. Sometimes it's a smaller order, but it's just more, you know, business to business. They tell me what they want and we help make it happen.
Is it crazy to think that your handwriting people want to buy?
Yes. Yes. I've actually made several logos for people. Like, they're like, can you just write my name?
Yeah.
I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
And so we'll print it, or sometimes they even want me to like sell my logo to them. So I have done that before too.
Has your handwriting always been like that?
I mean, I guess I could say I've always had decent handwriting. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very like OCD when it comes to that. So I've always tried to have good handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And then calligraphy, you know, you started seeing that, you know, 2013, 2014. It was something you were starting to see on like pillows and different things. And I was like, I've always had decent handwriting, so maybe I could teach myself that.
Yeah.
And so I did, you know, how you go on your up and down strokes, you know, how the down strokes are thicker and the upward strokes are thinner, you know. It's just an art. And there's several different ways, you know, you can do calligraphy, and each are unique. So my handwriting is unique. It's not like a font you're going to find on the internet.
Do you still kind of struggle with it sometimes, or it always just like one and done?
It just comes natural.
Wow.
Most of the time.
That's crazy.
Unless I'm like trying to like center like a chalkboard or something. Like I do still write sometimes, like just for myself. I don't offer it anymore.
Yeah.
But I will like try to get it centered. Yeah. It's probably the hardest part for me. But yeah, on paper or on my iPad, I just write away. Sometimes I rewrite it because I'm a perfectionist. But it's fun.
That's crazy to think that, I mean, you started calligraphy years ago and it just turned into this thing. It really is awesome.
It does blow my mind some days when I think about it, but I'm so grateful for where I'm at and hope to continue in the future.
Would you ever expand?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm open to possibilities to the future. I don't know what it beholds, but you got to pivot sometimes too.
Yeah.
Things that used to work don't always work, and you have to pivot and try new things. So typically open to new ideas.
Yeah. So this is kind of a two-parter question. So what's been the biggest challenge you've faced since opening the business those years ago? And then what's been the most rewarding moment? If you could just think of one moment that kind of summed up, you know, everything.
Goodness, I don't know. There's so many like parts of the story that I could say. I mean, one of the most rewarding things is when I was a senior in high school, Mr. Justin Browning, he helped me create my website. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you need a website. And I'm like, I'm good. And he's like, no, you really need a website. Yeah. And so I just kind of like trusted in him and spent time with him and the BC Skills team. And so taking that time, I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
Because I think eventually, you know, I would have done it, but I'm so glad they started me on that path. And it's just been so rewarding to ship all of my shirts like all across the United States.
Wow.
We've even worked with some companies, like we've shipped to Australia and Canada.
Wow.
Too. So it's just, it's really rewarding to make connections and, you know, mail stuff all over the world.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful he encouraged me to do that and get that started. And probably the hardest thing would be like time management, like just trying to balance normal life and business life. It's hard, you know, because our shop's at the house, so it's easy to just run out there.
Yeah.
And it's hard to balance, you know, time at home and time at the shop. But sometimes we're getting better at that. But like this time of year, it's hard. And we know it's just a season.
Yeah.
This month and next month, this is our busiest time.
Yeah.
But we're excited and grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And come January, we'll get to rest a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. And then back to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And then spring.
Yes.
So, and then Easter. So,
yeah.
There'll be a lot coming up. But, you know, I mean, we were talking earlier, and this season really, I know people think it's very stressful, which it can be, and very busy, but it's really just about appreciating your family and your friends and taking the time to sit down and think about the year that you've had and, you know, maybe all the hardships, but also all the good parts of it.
Right.
And, you know, even though it is cold and dreary and foggy outside, at least we have Christmas to look forward to. So,
yes.
But so if someone is in your situation similar, that they want to create a business, but they're not for sure how, or they're not for sure if it'll go anywhere, you know, what really gave you the, you know, push to just say, why not start it?
I guess I just never really had that thought because I started my handwriting. We're like, well, we'll just try to put my handwriting on a shirt. Like my mom got a vinyl machine and a heat press for Christmas. And I was like, that would be cool just to have my handwriting on a shirt, you know, just for me, not to sell. And so we did that. And I just posted it on Facebook and I was like, look, I taught myself calligraphy.
Yeah.
And we put it on a shirt. Like, how cool is this?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, well, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? And I'm like, sure. Like, we'll try it.
Yeah.
And so it never really was an intention to start a business.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
You know, I never did really think, wow, we could make a business out of this. Like, it's just something fun that we were doing, my mom and I. It was really her vinyl machine and heat press, you know, just for fun. Just we could make gifts or whatever we wanted to do with it. And it just kind of, I won't say exploded, but I mean, it just, people started requesting things and we just kept doing it. I would go to school during the day and make shirts at night and it just happened.
Yeah. And I know the school you went to, I mean, they, like you said, you had business classes, which I think a lot of people do that too if they're not for sure on what, you know, degree to pursue. A lot of people go for business, which I think is a great thing. It teaches you a lot of good things that are in business. So I'm for sure that helped you a lot with this.
It did. You know, there's so many different pathways that you can take. And I was like, business is something almost everybody should take at some point because it's just general life skills.
Yeah.
You know, some things you just don't think about.
Yeah.
About how businesses run. And it's just different. But I like that.
Yeah.
The business aspect. And that's what I chose.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And you have your own business. So, yes, before we continue, let's thank another one of our sponsors, which is Chick-fil-A, which you said you're about to go there after this, probably. So I know everyone is so excited that they are finally open in Glasgow. You know, you usually had to drive at least 45 minutes to go to Bowling Green, and then it was always busy. But I love Chick-fil-A. What's your go-to meal there?
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
No pickle.
Yep.
I mean, if it has a pickle, I'm just going to take it off. But,
yeah.
And then Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was a honey roasted barbecue sauce fan. And Chick-fil-A sauce, I don't know. They're very similar.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Like, I had never tried Chick-fil-A sauce. And I was like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's really similar to Honey Roasted Barbecue.
Yeah.
So now I just get either or. Like, I'll just kind of pick one, but so good with that sandwich, some fries.
Yes.
Mm.
It's kind of, Chick-fil-A sauce is kind of like a, obviously like a barbecue, but sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so good.
I didn't know what to expect trying it.
Yeah.
And it pleasantly surprised me.
Yeah. I also love their lemonade, too.
They have good.
Really good lemonade. They have all kinds of things. They have sandwiches. They have chicken nuggets. They have chicken tenders now, too, which are just as good. And then, obviously, they have the breakfast. So, they have the chicken minis. So, you can go right now and actually get some chicken minis. That's making me crave them. So, it is located at 850 NL Rogers Wells Boulevard. And they are open from 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the dining room. And then 10 p.m. in the drive-thru, and that's Monday through Saturday. Obviously, they're not open on Sundays. So it is locally owned and operated by Sarah Jane Cobb, and the restaurant has created approximately 120 full and part-time jobs to the community. That's crazy.
It's awesome.
Yes, it is. So, but anyway, so yes, that I might go get some Chick-fil-A after work today. So, can you tell us a little bit about your monthly subscription club?
So, that's something fun that we started a couple years ago, and we just recently rebranded it. Mm-hmm. And so, you're able to get just the shirt now. It used to be a shirt and, like, multiple accessories, and some people don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't want to wear matching earrings or want anything else to go with it. And so, we have offered that with just the shirt now, and then we also have the extra extra is what we call it, and that's with a shirt and then like a matching accessory. Typically a pair of earrings is what we do, but we can throw an occasional bracelet stack or something in there at some point. But we switch it up for the seasons. This month will be Christmas, and then next month will be like a winter snowman kind of theme.
Yeah.
We're always 1 month ahead on it, too, so you have plenty of time to wear it.
That's smart. That's a good idea.
It's fun. Yeah. So this past month, for October, we did Thanksgiving.
Okay,
so for November, we do Christmas.
That is smart.
We try to go along with the seasons, but then like occasionally in like spring, there's not always a theme, you know, like after Easter. So we'll do like a choose joy or be happy, something fun, but it ships right to your door with free shipping. So there's two different options. Like I said, the shirt or the shirt and accessory. You can also choose local pickup if you want to. Some ladies like to come and pick up and shop while they're there. But it's a really fun club. It's a surprise every month, and the shirt is exclusive. So just the members will have the shirt.
Oh, wow.
So if we post it and you're like, ah, I wish I would have got that, it's exclusive to that previous month.
Yeah.
So it's not available anymore.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the FOMO aspect. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, the limited spots. But it's really fun. We encourage you to sign up if it's something you're interested in. This month will be Christmas.
Yes.
Like I said. But you can sign up for next month. And that will be like a winter themed.
So when do they usually ship out?
Around the middle of the month.
Okay.
So and then you have plenty of time.
When did you start this?
It was in, I believe, August of 2022.
Okay.
Was our first month.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick it like just randomly, or do you have an idea, or is it just on the spot?
Sometimes we try to plan ahead.
Yeah.
The past couple months I had already planned out. Now, next month, I don't have specifics lined up yet, but sometimes I try to plan them out, and then sometimes it's like, hey, we should do this instead.
Yeah.
You know, I might have a plan, and then I'm like, oh, well, this idea might be better, and I'll switch it. So, and that's the fun thing about it. It's a surprise, so they don't know what they're getting.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part of it.
How does the payment work for that?
So, it just comes out automatically. They can link any bank card account that they want to link, and then it automatically comes out on the first of each month.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. So it's kind of like a Ipsy subscription with the makeup bags. It's kind of like that, but it's a shirt and accessories if you want. And do they match it accordingly?
Yes
okay.
We do match them.
Okay.
The best we can.
Yeah But it's hard. Do you pick different colors too, because some people I know are silver people and some are gold people?
It just kind of depends. You know, sometimes we'll do gold. Sometimes we'll do silver. It just kind of depends. You know, if it's a stud earring, you don't see the stud anyway.
Yeah.
But just kind of depends. We switch it up a lot.
Yeah. I bet that's exciting to pick what you're going to do each month.
It's fun. It's kind of like a gift.
Yeah.
People have said, you know, they'll be having a bad day and then they come home and there's their subscription and it just makes it better. So it's like a happy mail Christmas present all year.
Yes, I love that. So, and I bet it, you know, it makes your brain think each time you're creating something different, you know, a shirt or something.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, for people that have never been to your store, what, if you could describe it, you know, in one sentence, what's the vibe that you want to give off?
Happy and colorful.
Okay.
And something for everyone.
Okay. Perfect. And it's local too.
Yes.
So where are you located at?
We are on 977 James Road.
Okay.
Just 10 minutes out of Glasgow.
Okay.
It's like 7 miles out of town, so not far at all.
Yeah.
Once you've come there once, it's a breeze to keep coming back. We have people that drive all over to come see us, so it's really fun to get to see where everybody comes from.
Yeah. Where's the farthest people have come from?
We've had people that drive like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's some folks that live close to the Smoky Mountains. They come to see us. You know, Campbellsville, Greensburg, Scottsville.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people, even Bowling Green, but farther. There was a lady the other day that actually came. It was a grandma and granddaughter, and the granddaughter had been wanting to come, and they drove like 2.5 hours, I think it was.
Wow.
I can't remember what county they said they were from, but it was so sweet to know that that's where she wanted to come back to school shopping.
Yeah.
So that's sweet to know that.
Wow, that is awesome. So that is also a good place for back to school shopping, which I know that won't be till next, probably July-ish. Mm-hmm. Is that usually when?
Yeah.
Do you usually do promotions and things like that for back to school?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We always do our big tax-free event. Of course, we pay the tax. It's not really tax-free, but we pay the tax. The customer doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But that's one of our other big events of the year. But Christmas open house is definitely the biggest.
Yes.
We have a lot of exciting deals and new products to come. I'm not going to spoil everything yet, but it's going to be
fun. Do you usually sell out of stuff?
We have.
Really?
We usually do a doorbuster tee, which we're working on, and those usually sell out a lot of the time.
Yeah. So that's super exciting. So that is this weekend. So Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you can go ahead and start your Christmas shopping this Thursday, which is crazy to think about. I didn't even realize it was this fast. I feel like after Halloween, it just zooms past, you know. So whenever someone comes into your store and they have questions about wanting to make their own or having an own logo to create, can you just do it?
Yeah, we usually work it out. There's not really a set minimum, but we do try to, you know, do several when we print just because you have to get everything set up, you know, on the computer and such. But yeah, we try to work with customers on what they want and bring their vision to life.
Yeah. All right. So if you're just now tuning in, Kaylee is here with Calligraphy Creations. She is giving away a free Swig cup from her store. Any size, any print, there's plenty to choose from. And you can call 270-651-3000 to get registered for that. 270-651-3000. So let's talk a little bit about what's in your store. So I know Kate Spade is very popular. And you actually have one on, is that Kate Spade?
No, that's
Kendra Scott. I get them mixed up all the time. Sorry, Kendra Scott. So Kendra Scott is really pretty, and I saw they come out with a lot of new things, too.
Yes.
We were talking about it last time. Was it the pearl, was it opalescent or something like that? Do you remember that?
They have a lot of those kind of stones.
Yeah. So what are some other things that you have there?
Kendra Scott is number one. That's my favorite brand of all time.
Yeah.
We also carry beaded blinds, which are waterproof jewelry. Rocasa Organics. We have Turtle Box speakers. We have Candleberry. We have Swan Creek candles. We carry Tilitize, World Softest Socks, Swig, Amish Farm Soap.
Yeah.
We have Scout Bags. We have Kentucky Hot Mix. We have Little Words Project. We have all kinds of different like self-care lines. We carry Judy Blue Jeans and Risen Jeans. We also have a lot of boutique clothing, you know, boutique pants and tops. A little bit of everything. We have some kids' toys. We have some men's items. So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, literally. There's all kinds of things. Do you have a lot of men that come in and are like, help me, I don't know what to get?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We are elves a lot at Christmas. And it's also fun, you know, when a husband and wife comes in together and the husband's like trying to sneak to the counter to buy a gift card.
Oh, that's sweet.
We'll try to do that. Or there'll be like a mom and daughter shopping and They'll want to sneak a necklace, you know, sometimes the daughter, sometimes the mom.
Yeah.
So we play elves. We're Santa's helpers at Christmas time, and we package up stuff. You know, we'll even put stuff in mailers. Like, I'll run to the supply closet and grab a mailer and seal it up. That way they won't see it for sure. But it is fun to do that, too.
That is so sweet. I love that. And I love how you all have different Christmas earrings, because I'm a, you know, different holidays, I like to wear the adjacent earrings, even if I'm not wearing a full, you know, Christmas outfit. At least I'm like, okay, I have some Christmas earrings. I can deal with that. So those are super cute. They have something for every holiday and something for everyone, your mom, your sister, your grandma, your friend, literally everything. Do you pick a lot of your Christmas gifts for your family and friends from there?
So I typically try to buy from other local shops, you know, for our gifts. You know, occasionally I will, like if someone, you know, is wishing for a Kendra Scott or something, you know, I'll get it, you know, from my store. But I try to buy from other local shops, too. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I love my stuff. But sometimes it's fun to buy other things and other brands and support, you know, my other friends here in town, because that's what keeps the local love going is, you know, spending your money local. And so I try to do that when I can.
Now, what are some other ways that you kind of help and support around the community?
We all work together.
Yeah.
You know, so we even have like a group text, a lot of us boutique owners, and we'll be like, hey, you know, so-and-so's looking for, you know, a pink dress.
Yeah.
Who has a pink dress? And so we try to like support each other in that way. We do like fundraisers for schools and stuff. So we try to work with them, different companies, you know, we try to offer, you know, the lowest price that we can to help build, you know, margins for them, fundraisers, you know, just whatever we're asked to do. If we can help, we donate, and whatever we can do to help. Like to work together.
Yeah, which usually is, you know, you don't see that in big cities and things like that. But in local, you know, smaller towns like this, it's really great to see the community. And it's not like a competition. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't feel that competition vibe where people are like, no, come to my store. You know, they're really trying to help everyone. And I, especially with this open house, and I know they'll try and do that too. You know, if someone's looking for a specific something, they'll be like, hey, check out this store. You know, you can go there on your way. And it's good because all those locations are kind of closer together.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really hit different areas in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So before we continue, let's thank another one of our sponsors, which is Esch's Utility Buildings. So we were just talking about a she shed earlier, so this would be the perfect place to buy one from, whether you want to start crafting from it or you just need a break from people. So you never know. So they offer customizable sheds, cozy tiny homes and she sheds, luxurious pool houses, garden sheds, and more. They can build your backyard dream to your exact specifications. Plus, most of the buildings come with a 10-year warranty, so you can rest easy knowing that your investment is protected. You can visit their location in Glasgow at 1425 West Main Street or find a location near you. They have plenty of locations to choose from. You can visit their website, eschutilitybuildings.com, and that is at eschutilitybuildings.com. So you can go check them out if you would like a she shed or a he shed. You never know. So does, you know, doing the business, does it kind of relax you in some ways?
Sometimes
yeah. I know it's a lot, you know, having a business, of course, but I'm sure there's some times where you just go home and then go into the store.
Sometimes I mean it's fun to organize. It can be really stressful, but it's also fun to, you know, organize and like set in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can just carve out time. That's all I have to focus on is setting the store, what the store looks like, you know, put everything aside. Don't think about anything else and just go out there and turn the Christmas music on.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
And just kind of, it is stress relieving sometimes.
Yeah.
But it also causes a lot of stress.
Yeah.
But it's good. Yeah. It's all good. It's a privilege to be, you know, busy with something you prayed for.
Yeah.
You know, I prayed to be busy, and good Lord willing, we're going to have a great Christmas season.
Yeah.
We have a lot of bulk orders lined up, and hopefully open house is just going to be the kickoff to a fun festive season at the She Shed.
It for sure will. For sure. So how did you design, you know, don't tell us, but leave it a surprise, but how did you design the layout? Like, did you think of what people would think of when they came in?
So we're kind of doing sections. When you first walk in, our main table is going to be red and green.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have some different sections. Mm-hmm. So we have like a pink section. Our back wall kind of has a theme. We usually do like a bunch of different shirts on the back wall. And so this year it kind of has a theme,
mm-hmm.
which is fun. But yeah, it's just a complete different like layout.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Yes, I'm excited too. So I know I was going to ask you, how can people follow you? You have, I'll let you say, so I won't say it.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can look us up, Calligraphy Creations. We update our hours on our Facebook cover photo and our website homepage. We also pin a post on our Instagram. So even if you don't have social media, you can just pull up our website and it's going to be on the homepage there. But we will be open a lot between now and Christmas, so stay tuned for those dates to be announced. We mm-hmm. hope to be open every weekend, but just stay tuned to the page to make sure everything goes as planned. But this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is open house.
Yes.
And I do want to mention on Thursday morning, we have our friend Ashley with Wildflower Coffee. She's going to be there from 9 to 1 with her coffee trailer.
Mm.
So we're excited about that. She also has really good hot chocolate.
Mm.
So if you're not a coffee drinker, come get you some hot chocolate from 9 to 1 on Thursday only.
Okay. All right. So we are going to, I'm going to have you press this to pick who wins the Swig Cup.
Number two.
All right. That is Kathy Ellis. So congratulations. You can go to the store and get a free Swig Cup, but not until Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday will be open extended hours, 9 to 6.
Okay.
And then Saturday will be 9 to 4.
All right. So I'm going to leave you with one question. So what are your hopes for the business in the next year? Any big goals, new directions you're excited about?
I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe expand our processes a little more, offer some different products. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We'll see.
But I'm willing to do whatever and pivot whichever way we need to go.
Yeah. Awesome. So thank you so much for being here. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
Just come out and shop local, the Hometown Christmas Open House. We would all love to see you,
mm-hmm.
all 19 businesses. There's going to be refreshments and cookies at the soiree. So
okay.
if you get tired and you need a little resting spot or just a little bite of something sweet, stop by and see them. We've got some bakeries that are going to be featured there. You can only have to go to 4 for the smallest giveaway basket. So it's very doable. You
yeah.
have 3 days. 4, 8, and 12, and then 19, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you want to go to everybody,
mm-hmm.
get entered to win that Hometown Shopping Queen.
Yep.
That crown is really pretty.
Yep.
And then you're going to get a gift card, too, to every location. So it's just really fun. I think it's going to be the best one yet.
Yeah, I think so for sure. So let's thank all of our sponsors. Buttercup Lane Gifts, Dr. Charles Ramsey with Wellness Wednesday, Chick-fil-A, Esh's Utility Buildings, Glasgow Small Retail and Boutique Association with the Hometown Christmas Open House, and, of course, Calligraphy Creations NKY, which is here today. So thank you so much for being here and talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right. Hope everyone has a great day. Hopefully the fog looks like it's clearing up. So should maybe not get warmer outside, but at least the fog's clearing up. So remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.